You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear us all live on Racing Radio from 11:10 a.m. Set those alarm clocks, it's a very early start. Bobby Beavers, Andy Holding, Luke Elder, Gareth Topham and James Millman, the bumper team in the studio throughout the day for a very good day racing. It's day one of the Winter Carnival at Newbury, a card that includes a couple of Grade 2s, Novices Chase and the Long Distance Hurdle. Also got jumping at Doncaster alongside that, Southall on the All Weather and an evening of action on the All Weather at Newcastle and Dundalk. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton, joined by Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craigie?
All is good, Mark. All is well.
Good, good. Very good. A few days coming up at both Newbury and at Newcastle. Will you get yourself to any racing this week?
I won't. I'll be at the football on Saturday, unfortunately, just along the road from Gosforth Park. But yeah, I'll be very much looking forward to watching the stuff at Newbury, Doncaster, Newcastle. Some really, really good racing this weekend and a lot to look forward to.
Certainly is. Plenty to get stuck into over the next few days. We're going to have a look at some of the feature races over the weekend and three races, in fact, on the Friday. So we'll start at Newcastle, just down the road from where Craig will be. The 205 at Gosforth Park, or Newcastle if you prefer, is the Fighting Fifth Hurdle. A Grade 1, we've got champion hurdle favourites in here, the favourite and the second favourite. Bouvardaire, the market leader, to win it yet again at the festival. He's 6-5 to win this Fighting Fifth Hurdle as well. Sam Crow, 7-4. Somerville Boy 4-1, 14-1 Bedrock, 33's Vision de Fleur and 100-1 Blue Air Rouge. We often see the Fighting Fifth Hurdle end up with a heavily odds on favourite and runners against it that have no real chance. This year you've got Bouvardaire against Sam Crow if he turns up, a few rumours that he wasn't going to, who's arguably the next big thing, and then you've got Somerville Boy who won the Supreme last season. So you've got three very, very good hurdlers taking each other on in one of the more open renewals we've seen.
Yeah, I think Sam Crow's now being confirmed as a definite runner, Mark. He's actually, as we record this, on his way to the northeast. And Gordon Elliott reported that he's absolutely delighted with him. He's that old treat, we've never had him better, was used. And last year, you look back 12 months ago and Bouvardaire went off 1-6 favourite to beat Irvin. On that occasion, it was a penalty kick really for him, and it was just a warm-up to get his season underway. This year, you know, he's going to need to strip a lot fitter, and he's going to need to produce a much higher performance to see off the likes of Sam Crow and the horse I like, Somerville Boy. Last year's Supreme Novice Hurdle winner, he clocked a time absolutely identical to what Bouvardaire did in the Champion Hurdle. And bearing in mind, Somerville Boy fluffed his lines at the last and second last, and was very, very impressive. I think he's a type of horse that will develop and he will strengthen and get better. I'm really looking forward to seeing Somerville Boy make his seasonal reappearance. And 4-1, Mark. Obviously, you know, he's got to be a dual champion hurdle winner. He's got to be a Ballymore novice hurdle winner. It's a very, very tough assignment for his first race of the season, but I think he can prove up to the task.
Somerville Boy, the selection for Craig then. Tom George's runners start the season in good nick as well, so interesting to see how that all pans out on Saturday afternoon. We also have one of the big betting races at this stage of the season, the race that was known as the Hennessy. It's now known as another bookmaker trophy chase, the Ladbrokes trophy chase. Thomas Patrick, the 4-1 favourite, 9-2 for Elegant Escape. Miss Parfois is 5-1, 7-1 Dingo Dollar. The Young Master is 10s, 11s for American. Black Horton 11-1 as well, 14s Beware the Bear and 16s or bigger for the others. So not the biggest field for this year's renewal, Craig, but once again, open, strength in depth, good race.
It is, yeah, it's always a good race, Mark, always one to look forward to. For me, I think the benefit of a recent run is so crucial because it's, you know, there's no hiding place in this race. They go a good gallop from the outset. There's an emphasis on jumping, and any horse that's short of peak fitness, you know, is usually found wanting. So I'm looking to horses that have had that prep run. And I'm looking to the race at Sandown, won by Elegant Escape. He fought bravely on that occasion to see off Thomas Patrick, but it was the performance of the second that really impressed me. He went a couple of lengths up after the last. He just tied up. You know, his lack of fitness just told in the latter stages of that race. 20 days on, that was the ideal prep. You know, I think he's £5 better off at the weights with Elegant Escape. The way he jumps, Mark, is absolutely... He's fantastic to watch. He makes a lovely shape at his fences. Really looking forward to seeing him off a mark of 148. I think he can be well handicapped. We also know if the ground does deteriorate, which there is a lot of rain moving through the area between now and Saturday, he will handle the heavier conditions as well.
He's the favourite as well. He's been well found in the market at 4-1, but you can see why. And what Craig said, form ties in with Elegant Escape, who's second in at 9-2, Miss Parfois 5-1, and sevens or bigger for the remainder.
Bigger prices, Mark, obviously keep an eye, like I said, on the weather. American, he was well backed for the race last year, very well fancied. You know, probably came a little bit too soon in his career, but if it does turn into a real mud bath, he would be one. And West Approach, who made such a promising reappearance when probably kicking for home a little too far out, but then really disappointed in the big handicap chase at the November meeting. He's a huge outsider. It wouldn't be a massive shock if he bounced back to form over this type of distance. Two bigger prices, but I am keen on Thomas Patrick, and, you know, very progressive last year and the ideal prep on that comeback run at Sandown.
Moving on to Friday's action now, then we've got all that to look forward to on Saturday. We'll have more on those races on tomorrow's edition of the podcast as well. But let's get stuck into Friday, day one of the Winter Carnival. A couple of Grade Twos, real good card to look forward to. Where do you start on that card, Craig? Because you've got a strong fancy in one of the races, haven't you?
Not so much a strong fancy, Mark, a horse. I'm looking forward to seeing Mickey's Chasing Debut. We've obviously got a couple of Grade Twos to look at. We'll start with the Grade Twos and then we'll come back to the novice handicap chase, I think. And the 150 is the first of those Grade Twos, a novice chase. And obviously the horses that finished first, second and third here at a recent meeting take each other on again. On that occasion, La Bagarre came out on top, but Lost in Translation was a horse that looked like he might improve massively for the run. Just looked a little bit rusty in the closing stages there. I loved the way he jumped round on his chasing debut. He was a real good novice hurdler last year. Finished seventh to Somerville Boy at Cheltenham, of course, in the Supreme. And then second to Black Hop in the Grade 1 at Aintree. Chasing, looking at him, was always going to be his game. He's going to go on improving throughout the season, Mark. You know, I can see him making up into a festival horse for sure again this year, whether that be the JLT, whether that be the RSA. You know, at this stage, it's an unknown. He's coming back in trip tomorrow, but I fancy him to reverse the form and take a big step forward from his reappearance.
So Lost in Translation then to take a big step forward from his reappearance. He's the 6-4 second favourite behind La Bagarre, who's 11-8 to win that 150 at Newbury. We mentioned that there's a couple of Grade Twos on the card. The second of them that we look at is well, quite simply superb. It's always a key pointer towards the Stayers hurdle as well during the season. It's the long distance hurdle at Newbury, Grade 2 over 3 miles. We've got some proper proven staying hurdlers in here. In terms of the market, Holstone the 9-4 favourite, Sam Spinner 11-4. You know what I mean, Harry, a previous winner of this race, is 7-2. It's 6-1 for Mamella. Klein is 12-1, 25s or bigger for the remainder. Certainly those top three in the betting there, Craig, perfectly capable on their day. Wouldn't be surprised to see them turning up at Cheltenham in March. Interesting races.
Very much so, and I think tactics is going to be the biggest and most interesting part here, because we've seen Sam Spinner last year dominate these races from the front, and there was question marks against Joe Colliver for his lack of injection of pace at the festival. You know, people looking back at that race didn't think he went hard enough, given, you know, his running style. He eventually finished fifth and then third and a Grade 1 at Aintree. But, Mark, with Monberg Theatre in the lineup, I don't even think Sam Spinner will get to the front in the early stages here. Monberg Theatre obviously has softer ground to contend with on Friday, but I think he's the one that is likely to take them along in the early stages here, and that really could make it difficult for Sam Spinner to dominate the racing the way we've seen him do so on a few occasions when he improved last year. You know, it looks like it could well be set up for Holston, who was an impressive winner at Aintree on his return. He looks like he may well have improved again from last year. I think he's the most likely winner. Another one worthy of a mention is the mare down at the bottom here, Momella, who has moved yards from the Skelton yard to Harry Fry's first start for the new stable. She just did nothing but improve last year, and you know, I think she'll definitely be suited by a step up and trip. She'd be the other one on my shortlist, the way this is likely to be run. I think former winner, you know what I mean, Harry. I think his best days are behind him now, Mark. And I think, you know, I think he's vulnerable to some of the younger, more improving types here.
Okay, yeah, he's 10 years old now. He'll be rising 11 shortly as well, won't he? Although he is better at the weights with Holston than he was last time, so there is perhaps a theory that he could at least get close to that rival.
Yeah, but Holston being a 7-year-old, you know, I think he's still improving, and I'd be surprised if he reversed that recent form.
Okay, final race we look at then is the novices handicap chase. Is that right? Is that the one you want to look at? Yeah. So that's the 12:45 novices limited handicap chase. Field of 7 set to go to post for this. And if you look through the list of runners here, Craig, nearly all of them have a 1 next to their name. It's a cracking race.
It is really good race, Mark, as you would expect. And you know, over the summer months for National Hunt fans, there's nothing better. Trying to pick through last season's form, looking at the horses that have ran over hurdles that you see progressing massively when switched to fences, and there's one in here. I you know, was lucky enough to see him in the flesh, when he made the long journey north to Kelso, and what a lovely strapping individual by Oscar he is, and that's Clondor Castle. You know, hurdles was basically a nightmare for him, really. He did win on two occasions at Huntingdon and at Kelso when he was a short price, but this is going to be his game. You know, he's one of the hurdlers from last season that I am most looking forward to making the switch to fences this year, Mark. And I think a mark of 132 in this pair could totally underestimate his ability. Hopefully he's fit enough after a break of 307 days, but really looking forward to the seasonal reappearance and the chase debut of Clondor Castle.
Well, that's to look forward to on Friday then. I haven't got any prices at the moment at the time of recording this. If the tissue is correct, then we get a nice each way price about him as well. I'm not sure if he will be quite as big as what he's got on the screen in front of me, but would you say it'd be an each-way price?
I think it'd be round about that, Mark, given the competitive nature of the race. Yeah. Top stables, Ben Paul and Gary Moore, Nicky Henderson, Evan Williams, Dan Skelton. Horses in form coming into it. Some that's had a run as well, proving, you know, fitness on the side. So there's a lot that probably have to be in front of him in the market.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I've seen of him physically so far, he should make a real nice novice chaser this campaign.
And just bear in mind as well, if you are having an each way back there, 7 runners, so only front 2 home. Thank you very much, Craig. Been a pleasure speaking to you once again. Very best of luck and enjoy the action on Friday.
Have a great weekend, Mark. Yeah.
Thank you very much. And yourself, you can join in to Friday's action, or tune into Friday's action on William Hill Racing Radio from 11:10 a.m. Do make note of that earlier start time. We've got Bobby Beavers, Andy Holding, Luke Elder, Gareth Topham and James Millman in the studio throughout the course of the day. Day 1 of the Winter Carnival at Newbury to look forward to, alongside Doncaster and Southwell in the afternoon and Newcastle and Dundalk throughout the evening. So plenty to get stuck into. Do join them for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.